We'll commence with the June 13 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Hennepin County studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, with this rain report. Do you know how many counties there are in the United States? 3,077. There are a gazillion stories as to how hams have contacted other hams in hard-to-find counties. One such county hunter who has worked all 3,077 counties is Delta pilot and Ann Arbor, Michigan resident Mark Pinsky, W8MP. Being a commercial pilot enables Mark to make the most of his layovers when it comes to county hunting. Mark related some county hunting stories at the 2014 Dayton Hamvention.
I'm a A330 captain. I fly internationally. And one of the really cool parts of my job is I get to go all over the place. And I've met several of you in the room, and I'm going to tell some of the stories of various people that I've met. That's the airplane I fly, 300 people. We go internationally. When I've met many of you, I was flying a smaller airplane. I've upgraded to this airplane, mostly Europe now, a little bit of Asia, as well as a little bit of Africa. For a while, we were flying to Africa, so one of my adventures was I figured I'd get a license in Ghana. It was, oh my God, what a process. But because I kept going back and forth and back and forth, I finally figured it out. I got a license, got on the radio, have my little antenna stuck out the window, and absolutely fantastic time. One of the many adventures. Go try and get a license in a foreign country. I actually talked my way on top of the roof of the hotel in Africa. I want to go string this up, and I had a wire running over the roof, totally unsafe. I can't imagine why they let me, but they didn't care. My antenna is still sticking up between the hotel signs. It's just wired up there, and next time I go, it'll just hook up, and away we go. I have to talk about county hunting. We have an RV. I take the kids around, and so most of my mobile work has been done on this. I want to thank N8KIE Bob, because he helped me put the antenna in. As a kid, I got this card back in 78, didn't know anything, and on the bottom it says 448 Atlantic crossings. At the time, I thought that was, oh my God, that's amazing. And here I am. I was in Paris this weekend, literally. Last weekend, I was in Paris as well. So 448 crossings at the time, as a little kid, you go, oh my God, and now I'm living that life. This is in Kuwait, 9K2 Hotel November, Hamad. Wonderful guy. I got a flight going to Kuwait. I start looking through and see who's a ham in Kuwait. Send him an email. I'm going to be in Kuwait. You know, oh, let's meet. Very nice guy. Oh, my God. And I've done this in many, many places. Hamad picked me up, took me over to this amazing restaurant. He was going to take me to some fancy place. I said, no, I want to go where the locals go. So he took me where the locals go. Oh, my God, the food was amazing. Couldn't have been nicer. We go over to his house. What do you think Hamad in Kuwait has on his wall? He's a county hunter. So what do you think we did? At midnight their time, we get on the radio on the county hunting nets. He didn't know there were county hunting nets. He had no clue. Yet he did all of that. And what do you get for the guy who has literally everything? He couldn't get in Kuwait thumbtacks. So to thank him for everything I did, I mailed him a bunch of thumbtacks so as he works more counties. So if anybody ever works 9K2HN, he's a county hunter, and that's on his wall, and you can see the size of it. Another one, when I was trying to finish up all my counties, I was one of those people who resorted to finding out a ham in a county, calling him up and badgering him to give me a county. Why not? Enjoyed talking with you. That is the understatement of the year. We talked for about an hour. He hadn't been on the radio in forever. He fired up this old thing. I had to talk him through it. It was the most amazing evening. And I've got a dozen cards like that. Here's another one. Out in the middle of nowhere, I called. And I get this whole thing. Nice talking to you. Glad we finally got through. Do you know what that means? We called each other, or we called. I'd call him. Hey, how about now? Hey, how about now? Hey, how about now? How about now? Weeks went by. I got one county, and I couldn't find the card. I was looking for it. I couldn't find it. In Illinois, and I lived in Michigan, and the guy only had a 10-meter radio. It's like, oh, God, this isn't going to work. And he only did sideband. Oh, this is really going to be. And I swear, he didn't mind me calling him. And a couple months later, finally, 10 meters opened up. It worked. Boom. Done. We got it done. But he was willing to work with me. It was pretty cool. It's about people. It's really amazing. Another great, great QSO. Willing to work with me. You know, everyone knows up there in Alaska, it's a real pain. And we really tried and tried and tried several failures. Finally squeaked it through. He was willing to work with me, and it was amazing.
You're listening to County Hunting Stories from Mark Pinsky, W8MP, who related some of his own at the 2014 Dayton Hamvention. These rain reports are heard Saturdays across Chicago and at six collar counties on the Good Guys 220 machine on 224.52 with a 110.9 PL during their 9 o'clock Saturday night net.
My last county to finish them all up was Boulder County. Now, everyone knows that's a really easy county. Actually, I had been on a layover. Larry picked me up, and he gave a lecture at the Boulder County Amateur Radio Club on feed lines. It was, if anybody knows Larry, he's up here, and we're all here when it comes to electronics. I have no clue what he talked about, but there were 20 guys asking questions back and forth, and it was amazing to watch, even though I was Greek. We're there with radios, and I forgot to get the county. He drove me there. We're sitting there for hours in a room full of hams, and I forgot. So when it's all, I'm like at 3,076, and what am I missing? So I called him up. Larry, go to the car. I know it seems silly, but I need Boulder. That was my last county story. I needed these two counties in Idaho. So I'm on a Boise layover. I do not know Rod. I had not met him. I get on the 2-meter radio, just figuring I got nothing to do. I'll just see if there's somebody who's got a vehicle with a radio, and maybe I can somehow talk him into driving me out to just one of these counties, because these are quite a ways apart. So we're talking on the radio, and the first guy that I talked to on 2 meters was, oh my God, you're a nut, you're crazy, nobody would ever talk to you, just leave us alone, to get off our repeater type of a guy. It's very unusual for hams. The next guy was Rod, and he says, yeah, I'm a brand new ham, I don't know much about this stuff. I never heard of counting, I never heard of anything. I said, okay, here's what I need. I know this sounds silly, but this is what I need, and I have two radios, and we'll make it work with these two little handy talkies, I'm all prepared. And he said, well, you know, you're a pilot. Very cool. I really want to go flying. Okay. So I called the local fixed base operator, talked my way into a 172, a little airplane, and he wanted to go flying. I wanted counties. I got both counties. We took off. He didn't care where we went. I let him fly the airplane. I'm a flight instructor. You know, he's flying. He tries to land. He's happy. We land. I get first county. He says, I need another county. Well, let's go fly. We fly 100 miles up the road to the next county. We land. There we go. We got a county. Away we go and come back. What an amazing trip. Notice all on 2 meters. N2OCW tracked me down last year. County hunters are amazing. He was following me, and it dawned on him. I even took a zig instead of a zag, and he figured it out just by the county I was working out. He figured I had to be on this road, and sure enough, I was on this road, and he saw the picture with the mobile home, and he found me, and we had dinner at a park. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Ron picked me up. I needed Plaquemine for the last county, and I needed, what's the one that nobody's in down in southern Louisiana? Let's go. He picked me up on a layover. That represents about 4 or 5 hours of driving and two really good meals. It was wonderful. And he said, go. Okay, what do you say about them? They picked me up and said, we're going to lunch. Where are we going to lunch? The other side of Oregon. We've done this before, but one of the trips, we're driving along, and guess who pulls up behind us? N4CD, who happens to be in Oregon. We're just going down the road. I'm on a layover. Now, mind you, the day before, I'm sitting at home in Ann Arbor. The next day, I'm putting out counties in Oregon with these people who are taking me a million miles away for this cockamamie lunch. And Bob pulls up in the rear putting out counties. And because we're both in the same county, he jumps to the other side of the river, goes over to Washington, because we can't both be in the same county. It's just no fun.
This concludes an excerpt from Mark Pinsky, W8MP's talk, given during the County Hunters Net at the 2014 Dayton Hamvention. The rain report is copyright 1990-2014 rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, bidding your very 73 from all of us involved with The Rain Report. www.therainreport.com.